See, that'll do. That'll do. America's a show. What's wrong? Is there something wrong with your hand? Turn it off. We've got a guest here. Turn it off. We can't talk to her if you don't turn it off.
Don't talk during the national anthem. What's wrong with you?
I took a knee as a protest.
All of a sudden, I don't like Eliza, and I've hardly even met her. I don't know.
Eliza, don't call us off our new guest, Ed. Come on.
Hey, Eliza Haynes is a former international volleyball player, but more importantly, she's a lifelong Collingwood supporter. And tomorrow night, we'll do something that I still dream of, Darce, and that is she will wear the famous black and white stripes of the Pies out onto Princes Park to take on the old enemy Carlton in the opening game of the AFL women's side and season. And I'm getting very excited about this, Eliza. How are you going? Welcome to the show. Tell me what it's like as a lifelong Collingwood supporter the day before you're going to play for the Magpies.
I can't wipe the smile off my face. I feel like a little kid on Christmas Eve. And yeah, it's just giving me all the feels. It's indescribable. And yeah. It's all the above.
Well, it's a great, Eliza, it's a great story because, as Ed said, Australian volleyball, Australian beach volleyball, we represented Australia in netball as a junior. Grew up in Bendigo, which is a famous football town, older brother and older sister. So you're amongst football all your life. Do you think if that pathway was available when you were 15 or 16, would you have gone straight to football, or you had a lot of other things that you loved as well?
Well, I definitely would have been playing all three at the same time, yep. Trying to get my hands on absolutely everything. Yeah, who knows? I think that competitive aspect to it. I mentioned yesterday, I'm my brother's brother in a sense. Like, I've always been hands-on around the yard, and we've always been tackling, always been kicking the football whenever we can, running out with Dad when back in the day when he was obviously around and running out on the field. So quite possibly I would have taken that opportunity right.
So you've had a real love for the game always.
Yeah.
And when this opened up in the last 12 months, because it was pretty quick last year, it had all hit in the rush. Gil McLaughlin gave it the tick and suddenly it all took off and everyone was racing to get themselves together. It was enormous strain and stress, but so much excitement. This year, it's really rolling in nicely. Yeah. But when it all happened, what piqued your interest?
From the get-go, I was instantly jealous that I wasn't able to be a part of the first year. And so I was actually over in Germany on professional volleyball contract at the time when it was kind of suggested about season two and would it be a possibility, and I just grabbed both hands at it. I couldn't say no at all.
Eliza, what I've loved about watching the AFLW is actually this opportunity for us to showcase all these brilliant female athletes who have been having these amazing careers in other sports, and perhaps they've been flying under the radar of the media here. But now that you guys are in the AFLW, and because we have so much interest in the AFL in this state in particular, you're not only getting a focus on your playing in this sport, but also the other sporting accomplishments you've had. Is AFLW going to be tough for those other sports, though, because all the girls want to come and play it?
Yeah, I don't think those other sporting organisations are going to love AFLW at all. But it is. It's highlighting the achievements of your past. I've represented Australia on numerous occasions, beach and indoor volleyball, and it's not known at all. And suddenly you kind of step into the limelight in Australia, in Australian rules football, and you're getting the attraction from from all the grassroots and the juniors and the girls coming through, and it's fantastic to see.
Well, last year this first game was just extraordinary. Gillan McLaughlin out the front trying to calm the crowd down. Lockout, Rosie, you were there.
I couldn't get in.
It was just
amazing.
It was
brilliant. I cried, but it was brilliant.
It was just amazing, wasn't
so
it,
so many Rosie? People were involved.
And what about, it's going to be huge again when you play tomorrow night against Carlton, but round two over in Fremantle, 38,000 tickets already sold to your second game over there. Eliza, it's just a bonanza, isn't it, the second year to see how many people love it.
Yeah, I am really hoping that I'm going to be running out onto that field, because just to hear those numbers, it's almost unheard of. You still can't really wrap your head around that the support that we're getting, like, and the interest that's there.
Now, Eliza, I've got to ask you about something very important. Over here to my right-hand side, we've got, an absolute footy nuffy. He's president of the Collingwood Football Club. He loves his football. He loves the AFLW. And I did hear a bit of a whisper that he might have, in between his kicking instruction for the boys, gone down and given you girls a bit of a rev up. Is that true? What was the speech like? Run us through it.
Look, we've already had a taste of the song with family and friends, so that was really good. My dad couldn't wipe the smile off his face for quite some time. He was really impressed seeing you around and seeing how you interacted with all the girls, like having a chat with everyone, throwing out a few coaching tips.
Yeah, we got instructed. We got into it. It was great. It was a really great night. And what I loved about it was that last year, everyone was just excited because it was exciting. Yeah. It was a new thing. It was a new toy. This year, there was an absolute determination to succeed. It really felt like a launch of a season rather than a new spectacular.
Yeah.
And the girls have trained so hard and have got right into it. So it's becoming – I'm really looking for the next 10 years of evolution in the women's as more and more young athletes come and have got that understanding. As Dar said, well, your daughter, Sienna, plays –
She plays, she's 12.
So, she's indoctrinated.
She's ready to go,
In a couple of years' time, it's the new norm, isn't it?
Yeah, that's right. And the pathway's there now, Eliza, and all the way through from under-15s through the under-18 competition. So great credit to the AFL and to Gillen, how quickly they've been able to get that up and running. And
Das, I know we've got to get to the news, but you've got a superstar here in Eliza, brilliant media performer. She did a press conference yesterday. Can we just have a little listen to a little clip from it?
From day dot, we've spoken about family, we've spoken about side by side, and once apply, always apply. So they really embrace those past and present. And I've always been a Collingwood supporter.
Really feels like Ed was off the side with a gun there, doesn't it? More! Side by side, Collingwood supporter!
Smile.
Sounds like
holding up a copy of the footy record like a hostage so your family know you're safe.
The thing is, we're getting used to all the media attention now, so we kind of have to, like, get used to all this. I need to cut out my stuttering. I need to, like, start with, like, a little dot point sheet or something.
You know, like, the girls come in and they shoot the lights out. The first round footballers, they grunt at us. We get a couple of syllables 1 week at a time. The girls are just running rings around the boys. Eliza, can't wait to see you play tomorrow night. 183 centimetre, superb athlete. Oh, yeah. It's going to be sensational. Good luck.
And we don't have to tell you, Eliza, as a lifelong Collingwood supporter, what it means when we play Carlton.
I know. I'm looking forward to it. Hopefully, no blood on the field. No blood on the field.
It's going to be exciting.
None of ours, anyway.